You are listening to the Zero eMichigan podcast with Carl Bloss and Larry Hudson. On this show, we explore and simplify what's happening with electric vehicles, renewable energy, and zero emission topics with a focus on our home state of Michigan. Together with our guests, we demystify topics related to driving electric in Michigan so you can get the maximum value out of your EV. Please also see our accompanying YouTube channel at the number zero E-Michigan. Welcome back to the Zero eMichigan podcast. I'm Carl Bloss. My co-host Larry is not available today. I just thought I'd share a few updates since it's been a little bit quiet. Larry had a podcast a few weeks ago. I've been traveling. A lot of you know that I recently retired from Consumers Energy, so I've just been on the road. Haven't been able to really catch up scheduling a lot of podcast guests. Just got back from Electrics at the Dragon, which was a fantastic time. I put 3,000 miles on my Zero SRS riding down and attending the event. There's some videos on that, so I'll put some links in the show notes about that. May 4th was the Zero Demo Days at Boondocks Motorsports in Caledonia. That was a great turnout. It was super fun to see one of the new owners ride off with her SRS and totally smoke her partner's Harley when they took off from a traffic light. But again, great turnout. And if you didn't make it down there, Boondocks Motorsports, they have a lot of Zero motorcycles, other electrics, a lot of cool stuff down there. They get some used stuff on trading, so watch their webpage. Continuing my travel, I'll be taking another Amtrak train trip to California for most of the rest of May. So again, there likely won't be any more podcasts simply because I won't be in a position to record that very easily. I do plan to release some videos on that train travel. There was a lot of interest in my past train travel video. So this time we have one of the roomettes on the Amtrak train. So that should be a slightly different experience. We're taking the California Zephyr out to California. Also renting a Tesla Model Y. A lot of interest in the Tesla rental video that I did a while back. So yes, Hertz is still renting EVs, contrary to what you may have heard. So I booked another Model Y, and we are heading to Yosemite. I do plan to do some vlogging out there, show you how to navigate around that area. And actually, there's an Electrify America station close to a lodge that I booked. So this time I'm not only going to take my J1772 adapter, which you may recall was missing from the rental car, but I am also going to take my CCS adapter. You know, it's a train trip, so I have a lot of luggage space that I can consume. So not a problem to bring something like that out with me. Speaking of electric adventures, June 9th to 13th, my friend Ken and I we'll be driving my Tesla up to the Upper Peninsula, the UP, because we have booked a Polaris Ranger Kinetic XP from Hamilton's North Coast Adventures in the Porcupine Mountains. And if you're not familiar, that is an electric version of the Ranger side-by-side. I'll be doing some videos, of course, and since we're getting a guided tour from the campground owner, this should be an epic adventure. So we're going to do some camping. We're going to do some ORV type travel. So I'm really looking forward to that. Some upcoming events, May 15th at 5 p.m., the Kalamazoo EV Association will have their monthly meeting at the Gilmore Museum. So dust off your EV, bring it out to the Gilmore. That's always a fun time showing off EVs to the gearheads. And, you know, there'll be the monthly meeting with Paul Pincella, who's the head of the Kiva. May 18th, 8 a.m., Consumers Energy is having a ride and drive event in Jackson, Michigan. So if you have friends, family who'd like to get their hands on an EV and test it out, this is a great way to do that. They have contracted with a company to bring a bunch of different EVs out there. So check that out. I'll have a link on the show notes, show you how to find out more about it, how to sign up. And of course, June 15th, the Tesla Summer Meetup is happening right here in Muskegon at Heritage Landing. Another epic event. This gets bigger every year. This will not be a Paramarquette Beach this year, as I said. It's Heritage Landing, which is a huge site. There's a professional company that's organizing this. Kelly Beth Sloan is spearheading the organization from the Tesla Michigan Owners Group, and she always does a fantastic job. Again, so many more resources this year, so many speakers. I'm going to be back for that. I'll be doing the intro to the speakers. So if you haven't signed up, and even if you don't have a Tesla, just come on out, check out the vehicles. There's a way to just walk on. There is a fee for this, both for walk-ons and for registering your EV. It doesn't have to be a Tesla, but that should always be a great time. So that's about it for now. Enjoy the warmer weather and the longer range on your EVs. Look for more EV chargers to start coming online. Supercharger news notwithstanding, a lot more chargers coming. So it should be easier and easier to travel around Michigan. So thanks for watching and stay charged up. See you next time.
If you enjoyed or learned from this episode of Zero E Michigan, please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Visit our YouTube channel for other related videos at youtube.com/@0E-Michigan.